Story here from the Associated Press. Nearly 138,000 platform beds sold at major retailers, including Amazon and Walmart, are being recalled across the United States and Canada because they can collapse, posing falls and injury risks. Utah-based importer CVB Inc. is recalling the Lucid-branded platform beds with upholstered square tufted headboards. According to the notice from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission and Health Canada, the beds can sag, break, or even collapse during use.
By use, do they mean sleeping?
Sam, to date, there have been 245 incidents of this occurring in the United States, resulting in 18 related injuries, such as contusions and bruises.
I mean, you have to be sleeping right on the edge of the bed to fall off if this thing collapses.
Right. Here's the problem.
I think they're both in the middle.
If I may. I know that you mentioned Amazon and Walmart, and that's great. Let me just tell you where these very popular beds were sold and why you have one in your daughter's dorm room. These beds were sold, yes, at Amazon and Walmart. However, they were also sold at Bed Bath & Beyond, Home Depot, Macy's, Target, Wayfair, and I am almost 100% certain we got hers at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
I was going to say, where's Nebraska Furniture Mart on that list?
Almost 100% certain, and if I didn't get it in an FM, it would have been Macy's. I just don't remember.
I didn't know that Home Depot sold beds.
I didn't either. Here's why my ears perked up when I saw this story. I was like, oh, wait, what? That looks familiar. My son Jack and I spent an hour and a half putting together this bed 4 weeks ago in my child's condo in Lawrence. And I've never had a recall that I cared about. You know, obviously, if you get one from your car that says the airbag's not working, figure this out, you're going to go in. You're gonna do the deal and be like, hey, fix my airbag. But I've never had like a consumer product recall where they're like, you need to stop. This is the wording. Stop using these beds immediately and contact the company for a free replacement frame. I'm going to read the sentence again. People who have the recalled beds are urged to stop using them immediately and contact the company for a free replacement frame. We're going to put this on social. I guarantee you, if you have a college student, you bought this bed. It's the one with the gray plush headboard.
Padded headboard.
Mm-hmm. And the mattress just slides right on top of it. There's no...
That would be the platform.
It's just a platform. There's no box springs.
Yeah.
Are they jumping on the bed?
College kid in America... that is a girl, has this gray bed.
If you change the J to an H, I think you're onto something.
Really?
But your daughter is a good, holy, God-fearing young lady.
Well, I just sent her the text and I said, well, this is awkward.
You shouldn't need to have to take this bed back.
I think it just might collapse willy-nilly.
I don't think that's how they described it.
This is what they're saying to do. Consumers will have to write the words...
move to the couch.
Are we swan diving?
Consumers will have to write the word recalled on the bed support rails with a permanent marker.
Mm-hmm. Then, I think the break in the middle will get that done.
Then send photos to the Lucid company.
What kind of photo?
I don't know, Scott. This is a lot of steps. I just don't want to have to deal with this. But also, I don't want her to be contused.
Or lesioned.
I mean, if she's just sleeping, to Scott's point, I think, you know, everything should be fine.
I don't think we have anything to worry about.
Of course.
Anything to fear. I mean, it's not the rolling over that's going to break the bed. I find these stories quite entertaining.
Have you ever had a recall that you actually took the time to take something back? Because no. I've never.
Well, even with my Kia... yeah, I mean, I get updates. I get recall notices from them all the time. Like, hey, moron!
Hey, moron! Your car's gone.
Last chance.
Your car's been stolen.
Are you going to bring that thing in or not? And no, I'm kind of hoping somebody steals it. You know,
so I have never had a product with a recall that I knew about. I took my motorcycle in to get it worked on, and they said, "Hey, your gas tank has been recalled." And I'm like, "That sounds safe." So they gave me a new one.
No, I've never had a recall.
Usually, auto is the one you pay attention
auto,
to.
Auto.
If you are going to pay attention to a recall, auto or there's one more.
Baby cribs.
Baby cribs. Bingo. Mm-hmm. Remember the Bumbo baby seat? And kids were literally just flying off of tables in the Bumbo seat.
We called that the 70s.
Right. There was nothing wrong with the Bumbo seat. It was just that people were putting the baby in the Bumbo on the kitchen counter or on a table. And babies were flying off.
There's a lot of things from our childhood.
Yeah, lawn darts.
Of course, lawn darts. What was that? Sit and spin.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I broke out my front teeth. I mean, those things should have been illegal. I mean, you're literally spinning yourself into a complete dizzy. And that's how, literally, I think I've told you guys this story. That's how I broke out my front teeth. My mom, we were in Alaska in Anchorage, and our basement was just concrete. And my mom screams down, "Hey, Scott, dinner's in like 5 minutes or something."
Right.
And I'm on the sit and spin. I go, "Okay, I'm going to spin for 5 more minutes." And there I am just spinning, going round and round and round. What's going on?
Don't say it on the air. Do not say it on the air.
Oh. No, we can't say that.
No, we cannot.
And then she calls down and says, "Dinner's ready." I stand up, man.
He just keeps his innocent story going. I love this.
And my head was just going, and I fell flat down on the concrete and broke my teeth out. We didn't have dinner that night. I really want to tell Dana's joke. It's very funny.
No. Joke wrote itself. You teed it up. And, remember the sit and spin? Let's just go to break.
Brain cells are hard to come by right now, aren't they?
913-586-7798. Hey, don't forget, we have a Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q-Fix on right now at Q39KC.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.